الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat and salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode of this lovely series, An Array of Dawn. Alhamdulillah, today we are blessed again with our honorable guest, Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I'm fine, and how are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I am well. A few days ago, we discussed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we discussed Jannah, the paradise, subhanallah. And these were all related to the bounties and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, again, we have a topic which is also linked to mercy. But today's topic is unique and beautiful, subhanallah. Because our topic today is the mercy to the entire universe. And that is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, who is none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So today we'll discuss about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about him being mercy. Who is he mercy towards? What are the reasons he was called mercy? And many beautiful things related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remain tuned with us for the entire silsila. And inshallah, today the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase in your heart. Subhanallah. Before we come to our topic, let's take a short break here for a kalam. And as soon as we come back, inshallah, we'll go towards our lovely topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jameel-e qadri sa jaan se qurban murshid par. Jameel-e qadri sa jaan se qurban murshid par. بنایا جس نے مجھ جیسے کو بندہ غوثِ اعظم کا
حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے من لم یشکر الناس لم یشکر اللہ یعنی جو لوگوں کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتا وہ اللہ کا شکر ادا نہیں کرتا آج آئیے اس عظیم ہستی کا ذکر کرتے ہیں شکر ادا کرتے ہیں کہ جنہوں نے ہمیں سنتوں پر عمل کا جذبہ دیا نیکیوں کا شوق دیا عشق رسول کی خوبصورت دولت عطا کی
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت
الحمدللہ
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت
ایسی عظیم ہستی کہ جو اتنا بڑا مرتبہ رکھے اور اپنے مریدوں کو عزت دے انہیں آگے بڑھائے پھر کیوں نہ ان کے ہم گنگائیں
اپنا بنایا مجھ کو سینے لگایا مجھ کو 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 جو بھی ہے میری وقعت
جو بھی ہے میری وقعت
عطار کی بدولت
جو بھی ہے میری وقعت
عطار کی بدولت
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت
عطار کی بدولت
چمکی ہے میری قسمت
عطار کی بدولت
جب تک بکے نہ تھے تو کوئی پوچھتا نہ تھا تم نے خرید کر مجھے انمول کر دیا
عطار کا میں سب ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں عطار کا میں سگ ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں عطار کا میں سگ ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں عطار کا میں سگ ہوں سمجھو نہ در بدر ہوں کیا خوب میری نسبت کیا خوب میری نسبت
عطار کی بدولت
کیا خوب میری نسبت
عطار کی بدولت
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت
عطار کی بدولت
چمکی ہے میری قسمت
عطار کی بدولت وہ عظیم ہستی جن کے سبب لاکھوں عاشقان رسول نے امامے سجائے چہروں پر داڑیاں سجائیں سنتوں کے پیکر بنے کیوں نہ ان کے لیے ہم مل کر دعائیں کریں
سر پر سجے امامے پر نور داڑیاں ہیں 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 زندہ ہوئی ہے سنت زندہ ہوئی ہے سنت
عطار کی بدولت
زندہ ہوئی ہے سنت
عطار کی بدولت
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت
عطار کی بدولت
چمکی ہے میری قسمت
عطار کی بدولت سبحان اللہ کیا شان ہے امیر اہل سنت کی ان کے دامن سے وابستہ ہوئے تو نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام صحابہ کرام اہل بیت اور اولیاء کرام سے محبت کا جذبہ ملا
اللہ مصطفیٰ کی میرے غوث اور رضا کی 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 پیدا ہو دل میں الفت پیدا ہو دل میں الفت
عطار کی بدولت
پیدا ہو دل میں الفت
عطار کی بدولت
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت
عطار کی بدولت
چمکی ہے میری قسمت
عطار کی بدولت اللہ کریم اس نیک ہستی کے صدقے ہمارے دکھ درد اور غم دور فرما دے
بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا بگڑی بنا دے مولا ہر غم مٹا دے مولا پوری ہو میری حاجت پوری ہو میری حاجت
عطار کی بدولت
پوری ہو میری حاجت
عطار کی بدولت
مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت
عطار کی بدولت
چمکی ہے میری قسمت
عطار کی بدولت آخر میں دعا ہے کہ رب کریم ان کی برکت سے ہم سب کو ایمان کی سلامتی عطا فرمائے اور ہماری قبر کو نور مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم سے جگمگا دے
ہے بلال قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا، ہے حبیب قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا، ہے بلال قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا، ہے حبیب قادری کی آخر یہی تمنا، روشن ہو اس کی تربت، روشن ہو اس کی تربت عطار کی بدولت، روشن ہو اس کی تربت عطار کی بدولت، مجھ کو ملی ہے عزت عطار کی بدولت، چمکی ہے میری قسمت عطار کی بدولت، عطار کی بدولت، عطار کی بدولت.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ، بیوٹیفل پریز ان دا کورٹ آف امیر اہل سنت شیخ طریقت حضرت مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس عطار قادری رضوی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ. سبحان اللہ، اینڈ انڈیڈ ہی از اے لونگ ولی آف دس ٹائم، اینڈ ان دس ٹائمز آف فتنہ، دس ٹائمز آف ڈیفیکلٹیز، وے ایوری ون is in different sorts of absurd thinkings, alhamdulillah he has kept us firm on the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on maslaki ala hazrat. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and grant him a healthy long life so he may continue benefiting from his blessed personality. Ameen bijahi nabi alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, so today we are going to be discussing the blessed zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some beautiful points we will be mentioning today, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmat, as mercy. Allah, many people translated this ayat in different ways, and here is where I would like to come to Qibla Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, this ayat, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, the translation which some people have done is, and oh my beloved, we have not sent you but as a mercy to mankind. So the question is this translation correct, or was there supposed to be a different translation which was going to fit on this blessed ayat?
If we look at the words which are used in this ayah, Rahmatul lil Alameen. Alameen is plural of Alam. And Alam means Masib Allah. Whatever is other than Allah, that is alam. So exclude the zat and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else is alam. Whether it's past, present, future, whether it is dunya, barzakh, akhirah, whether it is the world of air or water or dry land, earth or heavens, every galaxy, universe, all that is part of Alameen. And on top of that, Alif Lam has entered on Alameen. Rahmatul lil Alameen, Al Alameen. So that Alif Lam is known as Alif Lam Istighraqi. Istaraq means it's covering everything. It covers every member of Alam. So there is no Alam which is not included in this word. Every Alam, everything other than Allah, is included in this. same as Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So Allah is the Rabb for all the worlds, for all the alams. So same word is used, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mercy to all the worlds. So other than the Zat and the Sifat of Allah, everything requires mercy from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for that reason, scholars have said that the concept of Hazir or Nazir is because of this quality. Because every creation needs rahmah, needs help. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given this position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in touch with every straw of this universe. Every big or small thing must be in touch with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, how would they attain and receive mercy? So the meaning of Rahmatul Lil Alameen is very vast. So just to say mercy to mankind is limiting the grand status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into a smaller meaning. If it is mercy to mankind only, then what about jinn? What about kingdom of animals? What about creations in the water? What about angels? What about heavens and earth? So the correct understanding and meaning is, as careful ulama like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala has translated, that he is mercy to all the worlds. Allah. So there's no world that is excluded from here.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation of this ayat Qibla Muhtisab has done. And in summary, everything is in need of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it's the angels, the jinnat, the human beings, the entire creation, I will say, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy to each and everything, each and everyone. Subhanallah. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rizwan very beautifully says, O Jahannam ne gaya jo unse mustagni hua hai Khalilullah ko hajat Rasulullah ki. Subhanallah. Even Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is Khalilullah alayhi salam, he is even in need of the divine personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran that the other Anbiya alayhi salam are also rahmat. They also mercy. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that wa rahmatam minna. The translation of Kanzul Iman, that from our side he is a mercy. The Fasireen have explained that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is referred to as mercy, but in the ayat the word minna came, and min in Arabic, it shows some a part of something or a small piece of something. So Fasireen say that the mercy of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was limited to the people and his ummah and the people who believed in Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So as soon as Hazrat Isa alayhi salam left this world physically, now his mercy is completed. And as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived, then the mercy which was going to his ummah and those who were receiving the mercy from Isa alayhi salam is now completed and is now finished. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he said, Rahmatan lil alameen, that he is mercy, as Muhtisab mentioned, to all the worlds. So here there is no limitation that only to this ummah or only to the people who believed in him. And Mufassireen said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy to the jinnat, the angels, the plants, the animals, the mu'mineen, the believers, and the disbelievers. So the question comes that how is he mercy to the disbelievers? Allahu Akbar. For believers, we understand. I mean, we believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are covered in his mercy in this world and in the hereafter as well, subhanallah. But how come disbelievers? So Mufassireen have mentioned that the disbelievers are also getting the share of the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is because in this world, by disobeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by disbelieving in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are not receiving the punishment from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the sadaqah and the sake of the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So everyone is benefiting from this lovely zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are also benefiting, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great personality our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, subhanallah. This single ayat of the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is one ayat which shows the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with regards to the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will now come back to our beloved Mufti Sahab. And the thing I would like to ask Mufti Sahab is, Mufti Sahab, we have heard about this and read that not only a few ayat in the Holy Quran, but in summary, the entire Quran is a naat and the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One example was this ayat, the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy. And yes, there are many different ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, we have exalted your rank, your status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his beloved by different titles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Siraj and Munir and different things. But is it true that the entire Quran is the naat and the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Indeed, it is true. And I will present a brief analysis to understand this. Let's say, for an example, there are many verses. They purely talk about the oneness of Allah. There is no mention made of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do we understand those verses to be praise and naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The scholars have said that actually there is naat in those verses as well. You need to have the eyes of ishq and mahabbah, then you will find it. For example, when a verse talks about oneness of Allah or tawheed, then the question is, what is the understanding of tawheed? Where do we get its proper interpretation?
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And the interpretation of tawheed will come from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People can have many ideas regarding the concept of tawheed. And for that reason, we even find these days that people are very quick to give fatwa of shirk on other Muslims. Because their concept of tawheed is made by themselves. So, which tawheed would be valid? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to uproot the shirk. So who can understand better tawheed, oneness of Allah, than him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So He taught us that when you are all alone in the jungle and you lost your way, you're stranded, you don't know which way to go. You must say, Ya ibadallahi a'inuni. O bondsman of Allah, help me. Now, if you say that, some people will say it is against Tawheed. So now, you can see that there are different interpretations of Tawheed. So, which Tawheed is valid? Tawheed that comes from Rasulullah. So, even though in the verses of Tawheed, no Na'at or praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned clearly in words, but there is praise. The praise is that you must believe in Tawheed, but that Tawheed which is explained by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his praise came in. Some people might say there are hurufe muqatta'at and no one knows the meaning. So since we don't know the meaning, how can you say that there's praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything? You don't even know what it means. So the true scholars have said, yes, there is praise. It tells you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with code words that nobody else can understand except Allah and his beloved Rasul. Because it would be meaningless to give a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not know. Then what's the purpose of delivering a message? So the message is being delivered to Rasulullah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is clearly common sense that Rasulullah knows what the message is. So this tells us that Rasul Akram is so special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares secrets with him, not with someone else. So there is praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there are waqi'at, stories of previous ummats and anbiya. So where do you find praise in it? You actually find praise in it. There's a message that read their halat and conditions and states, and read the state and condition of the ummah of Rasulullah. Read about the other prophets, their status and their glory. And then look towards the status and the glory of Muhammad Rasulullah. So you will find a huge difference. So that's also a praise of Rasulullah. So from whichever angle you see, you will find the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every verse that you recite in Quran Kareem. These are few examples. There can be a very long list, you know, to make this matter understand.
Very, very beautifully explained by Qila Mufti Sahib. Briefly, but Alhamdulillah, he covered all the aspects that the entire Quran is the naat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And that is why, if you read the Quran, you must read it with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then you will see the entire Quran is the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, when he read the Holy Quran, then he wrote some beautiful couplets, you know, Hai kalam-e ilahi, mein shams-ud-duha, tere chehra-e noor faza ki qasam, qasam-e shab-e-tar mein raaz ye tha, ki habib ke zulfe dota ki qasam. Subhanallah. When he read Rufi Muqatta'at, then he said, Kaaf gesu ha dahan, ya abru aankhe ayn saud, kaaf ha ya ayn saud, unka hai chehra noor ka. Subhanallah. And in the end, after, you know, seeing all the different praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Hazrat refers to himself and he says, Eh Raza, khud sahib Quran hai madda hai huzoor. That, oh Raza, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, he praises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tujh se kab mumkin hai phir midhat Rasulullah ki, how is it possible for you to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. So, alhamdulillah, the entire naat is the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from whichever angle you look at it. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the haqiqi and the real love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful ayat we were discussing where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And based on this, Hazrat Allama Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in Tafsir-e-Kabir, he says that from this ayat, you come to understand something. And what is that? He says that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy for everyone, for all the universes, for all the creation, then it becomes necessary. It is wajib that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that is why, you know, someone said,
Ya sahib al-jamal,
Ya sayyid al-bashar, من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد الخدا بزرگ توي قصة مختصر. سبحان الله. That after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله سبحان الله. And alhamdulillah, mufassireen have described this beautiful ayat in various different ways, as is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy to all the alams, whether it is Zawil Uqul or Ghair Zawil Uqul, means those that have intellect and those that don't have intellect, like animals and plants. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy to them as well. And this mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mutlaq, tam, kamil, am, and everything. Means it is complete. There is nothing less than, there is nothing reduced in this mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this is in the Holy Quran. And from this one ayat, there is so many masail which are derived, like the knowledge of the unseen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Mutaza mentioned, the matter of Hazir and Nazir of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many other matters are derived from this blessed ayat. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we are enjoying ourselves with this lovely and beautiful topic. And for now, we'll take a short break to listen to some beautiful Madani pool and Madani flowers. And inshallah, as soon as we come back, we will carry on this beautiful topic. Please remain with us. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, many pious predecessors have compared the blessed face of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to that of full moon. The moon of the 14th night is called Badr, also known as the full moon. The moon of the first and third night is called Hilal, and the term Ru'yat-e-Hilal is also derived from this. One of the blessed names of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also Badr. When Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from the blessed city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, the young girls welcomed him with the following: Qala al-Badru alayna min thani yasil wada'i wajaba shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da'i. Subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal allow us to behold the blessed face of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I pray that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam grant us in our blessed dreams. May Allah azza wa jal allow us to adopt and implement the sunnahs of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar. Coming back to our beautiful topic, alhamdulillah, we have some calls. Let us go towards the calls and listen to what our listeners and our viewers have to ask regarding this beautiful topic. Let's play some calls.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Ibrahim from Durban, South Africa. MashaAllah, a very informative program of Ilmeteen. I want to ask a question, and that is the parents of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muslim? Please enlighten. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah, the parents of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were believers. They were in the time of Fatrat. Time of Fatrat was the time before the announcement of the prophethood of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the books were distorted and there was no correct message left of any Nabi. Like Bible was changed. So that time is called the time of Fatrat. And in that time, for someone to be a believer was not to commit shirk. Just believe in the oneness of Allah. That's all. So those who were muwahhid and did not commit shirk, they were believers. But they were mukallaf for that only. The parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were born in that time of Fatrat. They lived in that time of Fatrat. And they departed from this world in that time of Fatrat. And every child who's born is born on the fitrat of Islam. Kullu mauludi yuladu ala fitratin, ma'ana ala fitratil Islam. So their Islam is proven because they were born as Muslim. And their shirk or kufr is not proven. So how can you charge someone with kufr or shirk when there is no proof for that? So therefore, we believe that they were not mushriks, they were muwahhid. And at that time, this was required to be a believer, that person must be a muwahhid. So indeed, they were believers.
Indeed, the beloved and blessed parents of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were believers. And if we have to look at their blessed names also, you know, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abdullah means the slave of Allah. So the name indicates that, subhanallah, he is a believer. And the blessed mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bibi Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Amina also indicates that it's a Muslim name, and you know, it indicates that she is a Muslim, subhanallah. So no doubt the beloved parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were believers, alhamdulillah. Let us go towards the next call.
My name is Suleiman. I am from the area of Tongaat in South Africa. I just have one question. I want to know what is meant by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being called Ummi. Jazakallah khair.
The question to Saab is, what is meant by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being called Ummi?
Ummi, in general terms, means illiterate. But when the word Ummi is used for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it must be used in the proper context. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And Allah taught you, O beloved, whatever you did not know. So He is taught. He is taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who is taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can he be illiterate? So therefore, one needs to be very careful when translating these kind of words used for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't paint everything with the same brush. You have to see the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before translating certain words which are used for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The correct meaning of Ummi when it is used for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it is used for others, we have no problem to translate it as illiterate. But when it is used for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you need to be very careful and see the context. It means that he is not taught in any system of education which existed amongst creation. But he is taught. So Ummi means that person who did not learn any knowledge from any other person. He learned his complete knowledge A to Z from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of Ummi. And Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala has written at some places I read. He said this is actually nisbat to Ummul Qura.
Subhanallah.
One of the names of Makkatul Mukarrama is Ummul Qura. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Makki. He was born in Makkah. So Ummi means Makki. So people of love and ishq, they always find beautiful meanings in which there is shan and glory for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Very logical explanations by Qibla Muhtasab, which is easy to understand, and every layman can even understand these kind of explanations. But unfortunately, there are some people whose hearts do not have the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why when they go in translations and explanations, they end up doing the wrong translations. Muhtasab mentioned that it is very important to keep the translation in your mind according to the status of the personality. You can't use the same translation for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which you use for myself and for you. Likewise, you can't use the same translations for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different translations for different personalities.
Let me give you an example. That a person who adopts correct beliefs, by adopting correct beliefs, he attains peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides him peace. So he's called mu'min. Why you and I are called mu'min? Alhamdulillah. We say we are mu'min. What it means? That we are in peace. We are in peace because we took the correct aqidahs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also mu'min. Mu'minul, muhaiminul, azizul, jabbarul, mutakabbir. You know, these all, the mu'min is name of Allah as well. So would we translate the same for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We can't. Who is there to provide peace to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it means that when the word is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would be used in that context which is in accordance with his status and glory. So it would mean that word mu'min, when it's used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those who adopt the correct beliefs, he provides peace to them. So in our case, we seek peace and request peace and acquire peace. But in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gives peace, the one who provides peace, the word is the same. So therefore, I said that when it's used for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can't just blindly translate illiterate. What greatness do you find in it? How can he be illiterate when he is taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمِ. It's so clear, you know, text of Quran. People overlook all that.
It's totally against the logic and human nature to ma'azallah refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as illiterate. That is totally wrong and absurd thinking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these kinds of false translations and false explanations and grant us the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ameen. This brings us to the end of our exciting and lovely episode. Unfortunately, we have to depart. It's such a lovely topic. We feel like discussing it for quite some time and for a long period. But unfortunately, we have to come towards the conclusion. Tisab, do you have any closing comments for our viewers regarding this beautiful topic and the Zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Well, I would advise everyone that when it comes to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be very careful how we think and how we talk and what type of words we use. Especially when it comes to Habibullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must be very careful and we must not become stingy in praising the beloveds of Allah, because their praise is in fact the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we appreciate the status and the glory, the talent, the qualities which are given to beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we appreciate that, there is pleasure of Allah azza wa jal in it as well. So this would be my advice, that always be very careful, because a slight disrespect can cause serious damage to iman.
Beautiful advice from Qibla Mufti Sahab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. We are now at the end of our episode, and inshallah we hope to see you soon. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path